Tonight's Maral, continuing in the Parsha, Yaakov returns home, back to the land of Israel after spending some 20 years with his uncle Lavan, and he meets up with his brother Esav, and he's concerned, he's frightful of the encounter, and part of what he does to prepare is he davens. And the prayer that he offers is he says to Hashem, I'm afraid of my brother that he's going to come to Hikani Emal Banim, he's going to come and strike me down, mother, together with child, and you promised me, hey Teve Tivi Muffet, you're going to do good for me. Visamti Zarachot Kechol Hayom. And you're going to make my children as numerous as the sand of the sea. Asher lo yisafer mirov, that cannot be counted. And since I have this promise that my children will be like the sand of the sea, so therefore I pray that I should be protected in the merit of such a promise to have like the sand of the sea. Rashi notes that we're very familiar with their promise that to be like the sand of the sea. The problem is, Yaakov himself was never made that promise. That promise was never given to Yaakov himself. Yaakov received a different promise. Yaakov's promise was, "V'hayazarecha ke'afar ha'aretz." Your children will be like the dust of the earth. The dust of, that's the promise that Yaakov got. So why does Yaakov say, you promised me my children will be like the sand of the sea? That's not your promise. Your promise is the dust of the earth. Why are you bringing in the sand of the sea? So Rashi says, that was promised to his grandfather Avram, to the Zayda. So it's not such a big problem, says Rashi, that Yaakov would reference the Zayda's promise. Since you promised my Zayda that his children will be like the sand of the sea, so I'm utilizing that promise that I should be like the sand of the sea. The Maral asks, very nice, but why would Yaakov specifically not use his own gift, his own promise that he was told, to be like the dust of the earth, and use his grandfather's promise? And furthermore, he says, what's with the three promises anyway? We know that there were three, to be like the stars of the heaven, to be like the sand of the sea, and to be like the dust of the earth. Why do we need three different promises? Aren't they really all the same thing? Basically, you're going to have a lot of children that will be numerous. You can't count them. Why are they given, our Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, three different ones, different people to different ones? Why do we have that, and why would Yaakov specifically not use the one that he was given? Says the Maral, what does it mean to be blessed to be like the stars of heaven? What's the significance of that blessing? That blessing is to be like a star. A star is something chashuv, it's something significant. It's a world unto itself. A star, as is referenced numerous times in davening and in the world of science, is named. You give a name to a star because each and every star is a world, is significant. You don't just throw, to us, they're far away, they don't mean anything. But they're enormous, and they have names because they're significant. No one would ever name a grain of sand. You would never do it. You wouldn't do it for a couple of reasons. Number one, because it's insignificant. There's no value to a single grain of sand. Number two, they're all the same. So why would I name this one and not that one? There's no reason to name. What's the value of sand to be like the sand of the sea? That's a blessing of numbers. It's a blessing of having so many, they become valuable as an entity. When you have so much, you could build a sandcastle, you could fill a sandbag, you could do something. You have a beachfront, then the sand becomes valuable, not as individual grains, which has no value, but in numbers. So we have two blessings, the blessing to be like the stars of the heaven, that when we're doing things right, each and every Jew should be a world unto themselves, each one chashuv. And we have a blessing that even if we're not behaving so well, at least we'll always have numbers and we'll be significant, even if not individually, we'll always have the significance of like the sand of the sea. What's the blessing of being like the dust of the earth? Why does Yaakov get such a blessing? You should be like the dust of the earth. So when you dust something, so you see, you walk into a room and it's dusty. So you say, it's dusty here. So you brush away the dust. What happens 10 minutes later? Dust comes back. The dust comes back. It's a blessing of, no matter what happens to you throughout history, as long as there's any bit left, it will grow, rejuvenate, come back in great strength. You'll be like the dust of the earth. The Jew will never be removed from this earth. And no matter what has happened, and we're a generation coming right after the greatest calamity in Jewish history from any numbers perspective, and yet, 70 years later, look at what happened. Look at what happened. Come back. You come back strong. You come back with great force. That's the blessing of, you will be like the dust of the earth, like a wellspring of water that comes from under the ground. You can't ever stop it. It's there and it always rejuvenates, always comes back. It's a blessing that no matter what happens to the Jewish people, Yaakov has promised, you will come back in great numbers and in great strength, which we've seen throughout our history, one time after another, every single century. What's Yaakov about to experience right now? He's about to experience a war with his brother Esav. What's he afraid of? He's afraid that Esav is going to kill Emal Habanim, women, children, my family is going to be decimated. So the Maral says, so Yaakov says to himself, my blessing is the blessing of Afar Ha'aretz, to be like the dust of the earth. That would be a blessing. I would say, okay, even if Esav knocks off 75% of my family, we'll come back. That's not the blessing I want right now. I don't want a blessing to say, okay, I'll lose half my family, but at least we'll come back. I don't want to lose anyone. So he pushes aside his own blessing, which will need, historically speaking, to be like the dust of the earth. And he says, you promised my Zedah that will be like the sand of the sea, which is a blessing of numbers. I have my family, and this number that I have has to remain always. I can't, the dust of the earth is a beautiful blessing. That's a national blessing, that the nation will always be like the dust of the earth. I'm not talking from a national perspective, I'm talking about my family right now. And my family, I need the blessing of numbers that each and every one should be the same. So says Malai, why didn't he go to the Kochvei HaShemayim? So Elisha should have gone to the stars of the heaven. So he said, well, that's a blessing of chashivas, of significance. He says, I don't need that we should be, we just need to exist. And so since we just need to survive, so that blessing of the stars is that everyone should be as a world unto themselves. I'm not even asking for that. I'm just asking that we should survive in the numbers that we are now. And therefore he goes to the blessing that his grandfather Avram got, which is the blessing of the sand of the sea. That's the one he said, Hashem, you promised we're going to be like this. Therefore hold on to that promise. I need to be protected. The blessing of being like the dust of the earth. My children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they'll need that blessing throughout history. But right now, that blessing that I want is to be is to like the sand of the sea. And that's as Maral understands this comment that Rashi makes on why Yaakov passed over his own blessing to go to the blessing of his Zedah of Avraham.